Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with a quick note in NFL free agency. DeSean Jackson signed a one-year contract with the Rams on Sunday. The Los Angeles native will play for his hometown team, providing a proven deep threat for a new Rams quarterback, Matthew Stafford. Jackson was released by the Eagles last month after appearing in only 8 games for Philadelphia over the past 2 seasons, but he's back to full health and will be eager to prove he still has something left in the tank at age 34. In baseball news, Salvador Perez agreed to a 4-year, $82 million extension with the Royals on Sunday. The extension begins in 2022 and includes a $13.5 million club option or a $2 million buyout for 2026. The veteran backstop will turn 31 years old in May and posted a career-best 986 OPS in 156 plate appearances last season. For the Houston Astros, relief pitcher Steve Cishek allowed one hit and struck out 2 over 1 scoreless inning in Sunday's spring game against the Marlins. Cishek has sparkled since a shaky Grapefruit League debut. After giving up 3 home runs in his debut, Cishek has struck out 11, walked 2, and given up 2 hits over 5 2/3 innings. The non-roster invitee has not yet secured a spot, but the right-hander moved closer to cementing his place in the bullpen. In the NBA, LeBron James is initially expected to miss several weeks due to his right high ankle sprain. LaMelo Ball suffered a fractured bone in his right wrist and is expected to miss the remainder of the season. The rookie sensation departed Saturday's game against the Clippers with a right wrist issue, but it was initially believed to be nothing serious, and he was listed as probable for Monday's game in San Antonio. However, further examination revealed the fracture in his bone, which will likely put an end to one of the better rookie seasons we've seen in recent years. Monday's DraftKings NBA slate tips off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and includes 8 games. There are some significant pieces of injury news to consider. Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful, and if he sits, other Bucks like Chris Middleton could be a popular target on the slate. Kemba Walker and Serge Ibaka have been ruled out for tonight. Rudy Gobert and SGA are listed as questionable. The Rockets are playing the second game of a back-to-back, so keep an eye on the status of John Wall and Victor Oladipo. The Milwaukee-Indianapolis matchup is going to be a popular game to target, assuming Giannis is out. The Bucks would have a popular mid-range piece in Middleton and Drew Holiday, while Bobby Portis would likely be the chalkiest of the bunch. An elite player tonight to target is Karl-Anthony Towns, assuming Antetokounmpo sits. Towns is the most expensive player on the slate tonight. He's put up at least 60 DraftKings points in 2 of his last 5 games, while consistently seeing mid-30s minutes. The Wolves have a favorable matchup against the Thunder, and expect Towns to be a popular spend-up option, considering the amount of cheap value available. At the guard position, consider Donovan Mitchell. Mitchell has posted consecutive games of at least 50 DraftKings points, and the Jazz have a favorable matchup against the Bulls. One expected chalk player is Devontae Graham, who is likely back in the starting lineup due to LaMelo Ball's injury. His usual salary was somewhere between the mid-6,000 range when he was starting earlier this season, and 4,800 is just too low for his projected minutes and usage tonight. That also means that Terry Rozier will see a bump in minutes due to the LaMelo injury, and Rozier is a value pick for tonight. At the center position, Ivak Zubak will start his 4th consecutive game at center in place of the injured Serge Ibaka. He's topped 30 DraftKings points in 2 of his 3 starts and should see plenty of minutes tonight dealing with Atlanta's front court. For the complete breakdown, check out the DraftKings NBA Monday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.